Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God has a way of giving us an escape route. Whenever the enemy is trying to take you out, God has an escape for you. Now let's see. The history behind Abinelech. Abinelech was the son of the judge Gideon. You know Gideon. And Abinelech was what we call a pseudo king, or not a legitimate king. He was a king of Shechem. Abinelech became this king by murdering 69 of his 70 brothers. What kind of man is this that can take out 69 of his 70 brothers? And the only reason he didn't take out the 70th one was because he was young. Jonathan, who was a kid. Sometime when you have an unruly leader, sometime he will take out a generation of folk simply because he does not want any competition around him. Sometime when you have leaders that are standing high on throne, people are ready to shoot at them because they do not want the authority given to the man. And so these kings had ungodly power. You notice I use the word ungodly because they were not godly. And murdering all of his brothers except one. My brothers and sisters, God was watching. So in the 34th Psalm, David called on the congregation to praise the Lord for their salvation. God has given us so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that you and I could be saved. And after affirming that God is good to those who trust him, he instructed the people on how to live a long life. Yeah. Our life is in the Lord's hand. And the Lord is empowering us to serve in spirit as well as in truth. So, in this psalm, David calls on the people to praise the Lord for delivering him from his enemy and for God's goodness to his people. My brothers and sisters, it was David as a shepherd boy, as God was molding and shaping him to lead a nation and a people. God knows who he wants in a leadership capacity because God has already anointed and appointed the leader to do exactly what he has proclaimed for him to do. And how many this morning is being molded and shaped? How many are allowing God to use them in a way that would elevate his kingdom or his church? My brothers and sisters, we are all in some ways being molded and shaped into the image of our eternal King. Yeah. Our lifestyle should be Christ-style, because if we say we are Christian, which implies that we are Christ-like, we ought to act like Christ. Yeah. And what I have discovered is how God will bless shepherds, and then he will supply the sheep. Kennedy, he will supply the sheep. Because one of the misconceptions we have today is that we expect the shepherd to supply the sheep. But in reality, it is God who sends the sheep to the shepherd. You missed it. One of the misconceptions we have today is that we expect the shepherd to supply the sheep. But in reality, it is God who sends the sheep to the shepherd. You missed it. Shepherds are designed to train, educate, and preach. But the Holy Spirit do the convicting. Sheep are hard-headed. They tend to wander into other pastures that they shouldn't be. Sheep are hard-headed. They do not like to stay in one pasture where the shepherd is watching over them. So sheep sometimes run into a pasture where they shouldn't be. And when they run into pastures that they shouldn't be, they run into some lions and they run into some wolves and they run into some obstacle. In other words, they run into some issues where they would not have been if they had been where the Lord had instructed them to be. God had anointed and appointed shepherd to proclaim his word so that those who are his sheep will get a knowledge of God's word and grow in their ability and their relationship with the Lord. But there are some sheep that are hard-headed that will not listen. And it ain't the pastor's responsibility to get them straight, but to keep preaching the word. In season, thank you. My brothers and sisters, my sheep hear my voice. And that implies a trusting relationship. When you trust your shepherd, you ought to be able to support him in the initiative that he has. Jesus gave the mandate to his leaders to do things. And most of the leaders found a lot of opposition because they did not understand what God was up to. I'm reminded of how God's word stated that he will give us pastures, shepherds after his heart. Oh, then why is the church trying to get shepherds after our heart? He didn't say, I'll give you pastors after your heart. He said, I'll give you pastors after. See, when we understand scripture and follow God's word, then the church will explode and grow. But the church can't grow because there's some hearts that's not aligned with his heart. And when we align our heart with his heart, then we'll get the blessing. My brothers and sisters, sheep traditionally produce more sheep. God made them that way. And they produce more sheep through evangelism. They produce more sheep through witnessing and discipleship. Anybody working in a house. Through evangelism, through witnessing, and through discipleship. And by doing all of this, you bring more sheep into the thank you. Now you know why the Lord sends the sheep. It is not the pastor. It's the Lord that's sending the sheep because sheep make sheep. And sheep making sheep will bring other sheep. But in order to bring other sheep, the Great Commission said he commanded us to go and make more disciples. You'll get that on your way home. Now we know why Jesus said that the harvest is truly, but the laborers are, we got to go get some sheep. We need to go after the harvest. In the 34th Psalm, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my house, be in my mouth. That's personal. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise not mine, not yours, but his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I have discovered that all blessing comes from God. And David wanted to be a blessing. And David wanted to bless God for blessing his. And every now and then, we see when we are blessed, we need to be a blessing to others. We were brought out of some stuff, not in order to brag about where we are today, but to be a blessing to those who are less fortunate than us. So the Lord said, we need to be a blessing. And blessed is defined as divine favor. God favors whom he chooses. And David wanted to return to God what God had blessed him with, or what God provided for him. David made it personal when he said, no matter what situation I'm in, no matter what my condition may be, I will bless the Lord. David personally blessed him because God had been good to him. Anybody know God been good to you? When we were wearing shoes that we had to tie up with wire, God's been good to you. When you had holes in your pants and you didn't know where you could get another pair, God's been good to you. Our children don't understand it because God had elevated us from poverty to a rank or position of respect and responsibility. And we need to understand and share to our children that God has blessed people to move forward to be a blessing to someone else. To go forth and do what God has anointed and appointed us to do. I think about that as we look at where we are today and know that God is still sustaining us. When you have been retired for 30 years and the Lord still gives you resources, he is sustaining you. It's not the government that's taking care of you. It's God who's taking care of you. It's not your 401k that you're stealing, that you're holding on to. It's God. For the earth is the Lord and the world and they that dwell therein. If you've been blessed by the Lord, you ought to say so. He is sustaining us. And what I have learned and continue to learn is that whatever we are facing in life, God is teaching us to trust him. When you see God bring you out of the fire, when you see God has brought you out of tribulation, when folks are trying to take you down, God said, trust me. When we trust the Lord, he can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Is there anybody trusting God? When you don't know what he's telling you to do, you keep on trusting him. When people are talking about you, you keep on trusting him because God is up to something in your life. Trust him. My brothers and sisters, because God, let God be God. And he will work all things out in our lives. We find it difficult because we try to work it out. Let me tell you something. You will never work out your problem if God is not in the equation. All you gonna do is get deeper and deeper into it. But if you put God into your equation, God said, if I'm before you, I'm more than the world against you. For great is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Put God in your equation and every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending